This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And we're joined by phone by Mr. Chad Bally, who has probably one of the most unusual home builds ever conceived. How you doing, Chad?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Yes.
Hey, we're doing great. It all works.
The Bally Bomber, a scale B-17. That in itself, I mean, that's a crazy concept.
A crazy builder doing it.
Well, there you go. I understand you're pretty far along. You've had some delays, but that's natural. And how are things going?
Well, we were real hopeful we were going to make an appearance this year, but it looks like it's going to be next year for sure. Engine starts are looking like it's going to happen within the next week. So he's come a long way in the last year, finishing up a lot of the small stuff.
Well, there's a lot of small stuff, seeing as how you have four of everything. We were trying to decide, when you start flying this thing and you're flying into airports, you know, what are you going to come in and known as like mini B-17 or something?
Kind of to be determined on it. I mean, we call it the Bally Bomber for now, and we joke with, you know, the baby bomber as well. So call sign's not set yet.
Well, soon enough.
You know, it's going to be very interesting next year, because I'm guessing that you will have her flying by then, have the 40 hours flown off. We were talking about appearances out here at Boeing Centennial Plaza, and with Doc recently getting back into the air, it would really be a treat to have two B-29s, a full-size B-17, and the Bally Bomber all out there at the same time. Would you be interested in that at all?
I think Jack would be interested in that. And that'd be a good conversation for closer to the time.
Oh, sure. Once you've got it flying and everything.
Yeah, there's a long way to go yet.
Let's back up a little bit. This is a four-engine aircraft. When you look at the full-size B-17 and you scale it down, how do you make an engine choice? I mean, you're talking about going from that, what were those, 1,300 horsepower?
1,100s.
1,100s down. How do you decide? How did you decide what engines you were going to use or require?
Jack put a lot of thought into it when he was doing it. There was some radials that were coming into concept and design at the time that were a smaller radial, and it would have worked out perfect. But, you know, they were in the research and development phase, and they just hadn't quite hit the market yet and hadn't been, you know, tried and true. So he did a lot of research, and he came up with the Hurst. They've got the proper size imprint and then the proper horsepower.
Well, there you go. Would you consider like a Rotec radial now that those are available? Of course, I'm sure they're not cheap.
Well, considering he's already bought four and they're on the airplane plumbed and ready to go, I don't think he's going to change them at this point.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Yeah, well, you made a pretty big commitment to those engines, not only financially, but time and material-wise, because it takes a lot to get an engine to run. You just don't hang it and say, okay, we're good to go. There's a lot to be considered.
Are you running three-blade props for scale?
And they are still. They're almost identical to what the full size version was using, just scaled down.
Wow. So you had those custom made?
Yes.
Wow. Are they fully controllable?
They are. You can ground set them.
Okay.
They are a variable pitch prop.
Wow. Now this is a single place, is that correct?
Correct.
So that's going to look interesting when people see this thing, you know, because when they see it from a distance, it's going to look like the real thing.
Absolutely.
And then when it finally lands and taxis up, they're going to realize, wow. Now, how do you get in and out of it? The whole top of the cockpit pops off or something?
The canopy swings open, from the top, and it swings over to the right, and you just kind of step up on the wing and grab your shoehorn and shimmy in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no. You mean it's going to be one of these airplanes where you need a shoehorn to get in and a crowbar to get out?
Actually, the seat lifts you out. It was a nice little modification he did. So down's the easy part because you got gravity helping you, and now squeezing out's a different story.
Okay.
The seat will actually push you up.
Nice. That's good thinking.
I was going to say, it's going to be an interesting cockpit with all the controls and everything that you have. You know, you're going to have engine
four
gauges.
Four throttles, yeah.
Four throttles, four sets of gauges for the engines. Are you going with any glass panel avionics in this?
Nope, it's all traditional analog, bare minimum.
Wow.
Steam gauges, baby.
So that's a lot of engine gauges to look at. Now you're saying engines start in the next few weeks.
Engine start may be in the next few days. Keep an eye on the website, and we will, as soon as we have some video of all four props spinning, we will have it up.
Yeah, we want Now we want quiet background. We want to hear every single engine start up, just like the real thing.
We'll do our best.
Yeah.
Of course, like you're concerned about the video appearance. You want to just make sure everything runs and runs well. How much fuel does she carry?
Dude, I don't have that stat offhand, and it's 42 gallons. That's what it is.
Wow. That sounds like a fair amount. That ought to get you someplace. And, of course, you don't have it. It's way too early to guess at what kind of cruising speeds you're going to get out of it.
Yeah, right now that's kind of on the paper, and then, versus in the air are two different things.
Yep.
But we're thinking the lock time is going to be probably about an hour and 15.
Okay.
That's not bad. If you're in a tight cockpit, an hour and 15 minutes can seem like an eternity. So, it's not a bad thing to have a limited range.
You know, when you scale the aircraft down, obviously the dimensions of the panel shrank, but yet you still got to find a place to put all these gauges. Was that a challenge?
It was an absolute challenge for him. Everything's strategically placed. The real important stuff are right at your fingertips, and then everything else is, just in a very compact area.
Yeah, but easily accessible.
Right.
Will she be equipped for night VFR?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Yeah, that's just more things you have to try and cram in there. No bombs then either, huh?
The FAA's got a problem with that. We've tried, but they keep saying no.
Well, if nothing else, it'll make a great luggage compartment.
Yeah, there you go.
Not much room for that either.
Wow. That's the problem when you scale things down. The pilot doesn't scale down at the same time.
No, sure doesn't.
Who's going to test fly it?
We're not going to release the name on that one, but we do have a pilot.
Okay, good, good. That's going to be a confusing situation right there, because do you need a type rating for a B-17 to fly this thing? Is it going to, you obviously need multi-engine.
I figure that wouldn't be a bad thing, and you'd need multi-engine commercial because you're hiring the pilot.
Yep.
We'll say we have all that, and we have a very experienced pilot that's going to be the pilot in command on this one.
All right, well, that's great because, you guys have put a lot of work into this thing, and you obviously want the best pilot you could find.
Yeah. There's not too many of them around rated to fly the Bally Bomber, but something similar.
Well, that would be the thing I would be considering. A real B-17 pilot might actually be a pretty good place to start. So
those guys are so hard to find these days, though.
Oh, yeah. There's a couple of them out there. We keep seeing them fly over here all the time.
Well, where are you located?
Jack is located in Dixon, Illinois.
Okay, not that far. Cool. And you're at engine start. What is your hope for a test flight date?
If everything checks out, I think he's going to get going pretty good, pretty soon. The 40 hours needs to get ticked off, and when your lock time is only around about an hour, it's going to take some time to get that 40 on there.
Yep.
And then of course, the first couple flights, it's going to, you go up, beat around the pattern a little bit, come back down, and it's going to be pulling all the inspection panels, checking fittings, checking for leaks, all that stuff. So it's going to be a while to get that 40 hours on it.
Oh, yeah. Are you planning to have the test pilot fly the entire 40?
Yep.
Okay. And then he's got to train someone else.
Possibly.
Well, hope so.
You're going to have GoPros everywhere on this thing, right?
Starting for now, we're going to have at least one on it.
Yeah. If nothing else, watch the instruments or something in case he doesn't catch something. I don't know. I've never done that before, so.
I know there are aerobatic pilots out there that put these things everywhere. Kirby Chambliss goes up with like 8 of them on his airplane.
Well, yeah. It's because he's doing aerobatics and it looks really spectacular.
Well, you forget he's also sponsored by GoPro.
I would think that possibly a GoPro under the wing behind each engine nacelle, in case something starts leaking, you could actually see something. Of course, you don't see anything until you're done flying.
Right. So, definitely.
Hey, whatever. I'm sure you guys have that worked out.
Yeah.
There'll be at least one for now.
Yep, that's a start. That's a start. Well, we're wishing you good luck. Go ahead.
Where can people find out more information on this aircraft?
So we have a webpage. It's theballybomber.com. You can check us out there. You can also follow the links into Facebook. And we're going to be, it's been fairly slow the last 6 months for the website and Facebook just because the small detail stuff, there's nothing exciting to post. but we're going to be, you know, doing a massive update with more media and all that good stuff as soon as the engine starts and, you know, she takes off.
Very good, very good. We are looking forward to hearing more about this and hopefully seeing you guys here next year.
We're fingers crossed. We're hoping.
Oh, yeah.
We were close to it possibly happening this year, but it was pushed back to next year.
There's no sense rushing.
Yeah, absolutely. Take your time. Do it right.
I want to thank you for joining us, Chad. And again, check that website, people, and Facebook. This has been Chad Bally with the Bally Bomber. I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio. Thanks.